This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Butter prices have pulled back and cheese has fallen below $2 per pound. The elephant in the room is not in the room, meaning China, but StoneX dairy broker Dave Krasowski tells Lee Milkey there's still support under the markets. Lee?
Dave, a storm appeared to be brewing last week as we saw butter start to weaken and cheese prices fell below $2 per pound. The GDT and the Pulse indicated global headwinds there. How do you read the forecast?
Lee, we've had quite a bit of demand here the past couple of weeks. We've seen what would normally be really kind of robust holiday demand has either been sorted out already early this year or it's taking a breather. We don't know. I think broadly speaking, the economy is still okay and demand is still good in the country. However, we have seen buyers step back a little bit and things have gotten a little quiet here in October.
Well, China is the big elephant in the room that is not in the room. When do you see that returning?
Oh boy, if I had that answer, Lee, you know, we could all do something really spectacular in the dairy industry. I don't know. I mean, you know, at some point they're going to come back in. That we know that. I mean, they'll come back in a more aggressive manner. But, you know, as they have these lockdowns still underway for COVID, that's obviously not a bullish sign. It's bearish. And we're seeing that kind of work through prices globally. So, you know, I think one little bright spot on Chinese import numbers was that they seem to be taking on a little bit more whey for feed. So maybe we're starting to see things turn around a little bit out of China. But in the midst of that, you know, you have price weakness in New Zealand. You have it in Europe right now at the retail level. The U.S. prices are sinking back down a little bit. Again, we're still right around the $2 level for cheese. And obviously, we've got some price levels that historically are pretty high for butter and nonfat. That being said, we've got some headwinds here from a demand side. Now, Lee, one thing I want your listeners to know is that we're not awash in milk. We're not putting powder away into intervention stocks in Europe. We don't have this massive overhang of supply. So any change in the demand side of this equation will be felt, I think, quite quickly by the markets. And so what the way to translate that, Lee, is I expect more volatility. I don't think just because we've spent a couple weeks going lower does not mean we can't rally on something like cheese or powder or dry whey. Butter, I think, is probably done doing what it's doing from a rally perspective at the moment, but you cannot rule out a 20, 30-cent pop on cheese anytime in the next 3 or 4 months.
StoneX Dairy Group broker Dave Krasowski in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Insecurities affect every one of us at some point in our lives. Insecurities can come from failure or embarrassment, a childhood circumstance, perfectionism, or comparing ourselves to others.
Another chief perpetrator of insecurities are the things other people say about us, or, more importantly, the words we choose to believe about ourselves.
One way to avoid or overcome insecurities is to surround yourself with great people. We also need people who we trust that will tell us what we need to hear.
Regardless of how many mistakes you may have made, you are loaded with possibilities and potential. Believing in yourself and others can open up your life to new relationships and opportunities.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
The 2023 USDA Agricultural Outlook Forum is now taking registrations for the February 23rd, 24th event, returning to live sessions for the first time in 2 years, as we hear from USDA Radio's Rod Bain.
Registration is now underway for the 99th edition of USDA's annual Agricultural Outlook Forum. And World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jankanowski says for the first time since 2020,
after 2 years of holding this event entirely virtually because of the pandemic, we're going to be back in person this year at the Crystal City Marriott in Arlington, Virginia.
However, all sessions will be live streamed and virtual as well. While details such as the theme for the 2023 Ag Outlook Forum are still being developed, other traditional offerings are known, such as the Thursday morning kickoff session.
Chief Economist will give his overall outlook for the U.S. and global agricultural economy. The Secretary will give a speech, and that typically is followed by a plenary panel.
Registration for the February 23rd, 24th event can be conducted online at www.usda.gov/oce/ag-outlook-forum. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.